la pluralisation des adjectifs. Some general exceptions to the general rule of gender and number with adjectives. If it ends in e or iste, don't make gender changes. Just pluralize by adding s. If it ends in e, there's no difference between masculine singular and feminine singular. For example, rouge. If it ends in a vowel plus l or n, double the consonant before adding e. For example, personnel, bon. If it ends in er or et, add an accent grave when adding e. For example, cher, complète. If it ends in c, it becomes che in feminine forms. For example, blanche. If it ends in eur, it generally becomes euse in feminine forms. For example, travailleuse. In some cases, eur becomes ice in feminine forms. For example, acteur to actrice. If it ends in eux, it becomes euse in feminine forms. For example, heureuse. For example, heureuse. If it ends in f, it becomes ve in feminine forms. For example, sportive. If it ends in s, the masculine singular and plural forms are the same. For example, gris. See page 33 for a refresher on pluralization rules, as they apply to pluralizing adjectives as well. Vocabulaire, les adjectifs. Grand, grande. Petit, petite. Extraverti, timide. Sportif, sportive. Nouveau, nouvelle. Nerveux, nerveuse. Riche, pauvre. Gros, grosse. Intelligent, intelligente. Intéressant, intéressante. Optimiste, pessimiste. Paresseux, paresseuse. Réaliste, idéaliste. Libéral, conservateur, conservatrice. Travailleur, travailleuse. Châtain, blond, blonde. Roux, rousse. Brun, brune. Noir, chauve. Gris, grise. Mince. Beau, belle. Barack Obama est libéral. George W. Bush est conservateur. Mon chat est paresseux. Ma maison n'est pas grande, elle est petite.